nothing big. I think I'm going to try to sneak back for my brother's homecoming game, but nothing really besides that. Just relax.
Actually playing pretty well.
Yeah, they're playing pretty well. They dropped their first one on Friday, so we'll see them bounce back from that. But it's homecoming, so.
Didn't they lose to Sashes?
Yes, they lost to Oscar, so don't publicize that, please.
Did Sash get reach out to you?
Yeah, and Stags definitely did on Saturday morning before the game, so I was probably a little gone mentally. But, no, it's homecoming week for them, and they're 4-1, so I'm looking forward to getting back and seeing them.
What do you do practice-wise this week?
Just try to continue to sharpen all my fundamentals, stay sharp with the receivers and the O-line, and try to get a jump start in our preparation.
You've played in a big stadium already, like Penn State. Does that give you some comfort?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's hard to, simulate something that hostile. I mean, it's a great venue, and I remember being there 2 years ago and it being really wild, and I would expect the exact same, and I think it's going to be a challenge for all of us.
I was just going to ask, what do you remember specifically from that trip?
I remember it raining a lot. I remember Adrian's punt block. And I just remember being a really back-and-forth defensive game, just a tough battle. And they have good teams every year, and we know that. And we know we're going to see a really good team come 2 weeks.
Is there anything – I don't know how much tape there's that you've already watched, but if you have, is there anything that stands out when you look at them?
Oh, nothing really jumps out. I mean, they're a great defense, and they have good players and a good scheme that they're confident in. And, I mean, they play hard. And I mean, they got a good – it's a great program. They're not going to give you anything easy. And we know we're going to have to work for all that we get.
How much film study and whatnot do you do during this week when you know you don't have a game?
Well, yeah, it's obviously it's a little week to relax, but I think we all look at it as a week to jumpstart, to get a foot in the door before we go hard next week on them, and I think everybody's just taking that approach.
One thing I wanted to ask you about Saturday, but didn't get the chances, they seem to be going to you a lot, like on fourth down, so you had that, I believe your second drive. You're deep in your own terror. I guess you were right near midfield, and they called your number there on 4th and 1.
Yeah.
Did that catch you by surprise?
I mean, not really, no. With those guys in front of me, I mean, if I can't sneak for 8 inches, then I'm really a pansy. So I think they expect me to get the 8 inches and keep the drive going, and that's what we were able to do.
Is that something, like, when you do get into short yardage situations, you want your number called? Because I know, obviously, you have Marcus back there.
Yeah.
Trusting him, you're trusting the whole line, but I could just imagine it being something that.
Yeah, no, either way. I mean, I think I can get a yard in sneak situations. I mean, I'm confident in those guys in front of me. They're doing all the work. I'm just trying to fall into a crease and go forward. So, either way, I'm ready to hand it off or go forward, but it's something we've had success on this year, and I don't see us really going away from it if it comes to 4th and 2 inches.